like, why can't they dance?
True.
Like, what's wrong? Why are you so stiff out there? I'm like, I just don't know how.
Yeah,
so,
grow
I can't
up.
Do it.
Well, I got the secret. My black wife unlocked the secret with me the other day.
Please.
You just, as the drums hit, you just hit the drums, but with your feet, and you're just dancing. And it looks perfect, and you're in rhythm.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, dude. Well, just don't do that. Well, you also got, there's the other key, too. So you can't have a tight spine. You got to hunch a little bit.
Oh, hunch a little.
Hunch a little.
That's good.
Hunch a little and loosen, and then just... Look how good I look right now.
That is pretty good.
So much better. You're like,
you look like Bye Bye Bye. Yeah. You're like one of the marionettes.
See, good. A punch.
Get a little Pocono.
Can't be tight.
Pocono.
I hit her. I have like, a, you know, I'm like you. We have like marine posture. I'm
right.
Fucking, I'm up. I'm high. But yeah, she's like, hunch it out. It's fucking.
That's good.
Like juvenile. Just met, right. Imagine a huge chain. You're showing a camera. Okay. That's how I do.
Marines and gays, greatest posture. True. It's weird how it's got a lot of range.
Gay guys can, they can, you know. Well, it's like any girl dance. No girls can dance bad. Everyone's like, yeah.
No, my gal's a real robot.
Really?
Oh, my God. She's a boner out there.
Really?
Mine too.
Really?
You know her. She can't dance.
Yeah, well.
Imagine her dancing.
Well, it's like girls can. There's no move a girl.
The last one could. The last one was really? Twerking and shit.
Really? Yeah, it's so hot when a girl can dance. Yeah. Blows my mind.
Tight. Well, there's no move that's kind of off. Like girls. I was at a wedding recently and girls are just like.
Nah, I don't like the. You don't. No. Really? Your girl's twerking?
That's good.
You're just sitting there. You're like,
that's
what
weird.
The fuck are you doing, lady?
You gotta get behind her, dude, and just fucking.
Yeah, I can't grind. Two whites can't grind.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
No, we can't.
You gotta stand totally still.
Matt,
get behind
please,
her,
you're speaking on an experience you don't have.
Sorry.
You're speaking on my experience
I'm actually,
whites only
I'm
dating.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
WOD.
No, I apologize for that. That was insensitive. You just get out there and let them do your thing.
Hunch.
Do their thing.
Yeah.
Get behind them and just, oh yeah, girl, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah,
girls,
dog hump out on the
there's no
dance
bar
floor.
For girls. Girls can go out and just, I was watching them do like all this weird shit with their hands and it's, girls have a lot of different options that like.
That's true.
So like, you know.
Because we don't want to look.
That's a choice. That's a choice by a girl.
Yeah, we don't want to look feminine either when we're dancing.
Or gay.
So or gay. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So a girl can do either.
Sure, they can
be
gay.
Yeah, but
gay
if you're too
as
good at dancing, it's gay.
Yeah, you gotta straddle the line.
If you're like you go to a wedding and somebody's a good dancer.
You gotta straddle the
line. It's disgusting. When a straight guy's out being a good dancer.
He's got moves.
No, I mean like a good dancer.
Like
not you.
He's technical.
Not you.
I'm trying to spin.
No,
like,
no,
I mean
no, you're not.
No, I hear you.
I'm talking
you.
About
I'm
like
technical.
A dude that like there's a circle around him and he starts dancing.
And he does a spin.
Well, it's like there's like a man. There can be a manufactured aspect to it. You know what I mean? It's not coming from a place, an authentic place. It's studied up.
Right.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah. It's been, yeah.
Yeah. You practice.
He's trying
for
to
this
fuck
wedding?
Some guy. He's trying to fuck all your cousins at a wedding with his dance moves.
Yeah.
You got to stop. You got to stop him.
Get a
or
joke.
You have to step up to him and just challenge him with like, get like real gay on him on the dance
floor.
I think the hottest thing you can do as a guy, is a bad dancer, but owning it. I think girls like that. They're like, this guy sucks at dance, but he's so confident
in
it.
They think
he's having fun.
You do that.
Yes.
They're like, this guy must have a huge fucking dick.
Exactly, which I don't, but I'll get drunk enough that
you seem like you got a big dick. I'm surprised.
I'm a hot medium.
Nice.
Yeah. You guys both probably you seem like
probably
hot mediums.
Probably the same
mediums.
Dick, honestly.
I feel like the blackness will get you another inch.
It might have grown.
Like your
dude,
dick
I was
evolved.
Telling someone the other day, I think it fucking... I had a dick renaissance in college, and I swear to God, I think it might have been that.
When you made the jump.
Yeah.
And when I fully committed, I think it was just like that little bit inside of me just
right.
came out. It's a little bit, just a tad, just to keep me, you know.
Exactly. It's evolutionary.
Keep everything, exactly. Keep everything in line.
Oh, here's the other joke we got to workshop tonight.
What you got?
I'm just trying to defend white women.
Nice.
Because everybody's been trashing them.
Oh, yeah.
Every single comedian gets
stepping
on.
Up for
it's
your
like,
queens.
You know who's the white? Yeah. I'm like, we got to protect our white queens. And I don't have anything other than they were responsible. White women were responsible for Barack Obama, Seth Curry.
Seth Curry, the basketball player?
Steph Curry, I should have said. And Seth,
who's
his
Seth?
Brother.
Okay, yeah.
Patrick Mahomes.
Who's
pretty
who's
good.
Mahomes
best
here?
Quarterback
oh,
in the
yeah.
NFL.
So why are they?
Oh, I see what
like they gave birth to all of them.
Good point.
Drake and that guy.
And Obama's the best
last
one.
Chance
yeah.
I thought you were saying they voted for Obama.
No.
I thought so,
true.
Too.
I should have. I won't start with him.
Yeah.
True,
maybe start with Wayne Gretzky.
And Obama's dad left, and she raised him. It's all white lady.
Anyway, and then end
so
it
this,
by being
you're bringing
like,
this out there, like, Obama's no good fucking dad.
No, I'm not saying that part. You see, I got, there's something there.
You got something there.
Defending your white queens.
Defending white queens is funny, and then at the end being like, also lay off them. They're dumb as hell.
True.
Like back off. They're fucking idiots.
Yeah.
They just got out of the house like 40 years ago.
True.
30 years ago.
They were
dumb as hell. They have no idea what they're doing.
They were incubated for sure.
They're going around yelling at people, screaming, crying.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were incubated heavily, dude.
Oh yeah.
They're like homeschooled kids.
I completely
and
agree
also white it. Guys are that we're doing a very good job of being like, yeah, it's them.
Right.
Meanwhile, literally we do it's white guys.
We've been backstabbing each other.
Well,
the
they
white
were
guys?
Quiet.
No, I'm saying girls and guys.
When we did horrible shit, they were quiet.
Yeah.
And true. So they're like accomplices. But I still don't want them flying planes.
True that.
Joking. All right. I don't think there's anything there.
No, I like that.
I like that.
You got
like
something.
We'll get it fired up.
Yeah, that's something.
Dude, I had an idea for a because I was thinking about how inherently, I guess people get mad at this, but I think women instinctively, and I think this is real, and not maybe it's, you know, obviously like maybe 10 out of 100 this doesn't apply to, but they like they're trying to design a house, and their plans have to do with like the life within like a nest, like it's a whole nesting thing. So it's not really, they're not on a not like a conquest thing. They want to set up a headquarters. So, and it's like a lot of them, but they need a dude to do it.
Yeah.
So they need a dude.
They're trying to build a nest.
They need a nest, but they need a dude. But the girls that don't get the dude, who don't get the nest, I was like, we got to start figuring out a thing to do with them because they're causing problems.
The women without homes?
Yes. I was thinking of starting a orphanage.
Just whores.
Orphanage,
yeah.
Dude.
A orphanage.
You start up a orphanage, dude, and you just fucking, you give them like
have
social
have you been to an apartment in New York with like three women?
Oh.
That's a orphanage. They're all whores.
But you got to take care of them, dude. You got to take care of them, and you got to give them like you get them together, you give them like bot Instagram followers, or in their head, they're like, oh, I'm fucking, those videos, they'll video themselves all day and be like.
I've been videoing myself all day.
Really?
It's TikToks.
You're doing TikToks?
Of course. No, I mean, I've been watching them.
Yeah, you know,
oh yeah,
beautiful
dude,
women.
You would be nasty on TikTok.
True.
Yeah.
Dude, do this. It's
hunch.
This.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was thinking about that, man. It's like, and as soon as women are like, "That's not true," it's like everyone busts out their phones. Let's see who has plans on whatever that thing
Pinterest.
Is. Pinterest.
Mm.
One group of us has like 90 living rooms in their phone.
Yeah.
Go. They're nesters, bro. They're just trying to build a nest, and they need a dude.
They would hate hearing this.
They would,
but
it's true.
You got something.
I don't think they'll hate it. I think they know.
Their whole world.
They all have Pinterest of their wedding, their
like
house.
This room, they come in, they just.
Yeah.
True.
They want to put on overalls and splash one line of paint on, then call a contractor.
I tried.
But yeah, no, but I was thinking about that. I'm like, just a little tip into the, you know.
Well, they're in a tough
psychology.
Spot. You're right, because it's like girl power, independent, all this shit. But then you're like, they're like, I like baking. But I can't let them know I like baking because that's like a traditional gender role thing. But you still like it, and then you want
you
a kid, but you're not supposed to.
You gotta
you
leave
want a
the
kid.
City.
But they gotta banish.
They're all women.
But the
back
sex
home, they're women.
Sex in the City psyop them, dude.
Sex in the City did. The women in cities are out of control. You leave the city, they're all like,
chill.
Let's get married at 23. Well, I'm ready to start a family.
Yeah,
let's have five fucking kids, three dogs.
True, but then at Sex in the City, the whole it all culminated in Mr. Big. He was the star of Sex in the City.
What was I don't remember.
Mr. Big was the guy.
I just remember
who
jerking off
up.
To the one sex scene every week.
Mr. Big snatched up SJP.
Well, so, I think it's hot. What do you think of her?
SJP?
I think it's hot. When I was a kid, man. I loved her.
SJP me
too.
I was so into that.
Crazy
lady.
Mug.
Yeah, the horse.
But she can pull
crazy
it off.
Crazy mug.
I mean, she's got a wild, wild face.
Yeah.
It's almost Medusa-like.
Yeah, but it worked.
It entranced me, yeah.
She's got the mole,
turns
too.
Turns your dick hard.
Yeah. I didn't even notice she had a mole. I was just going through that fucking like maze like face. I didn't even get to that. I'm still on like the center right of her face.
And she's just talking about being a slut the whole time. It's great.
Just laying in a bed typing on a fucking keyboard.
And I hate to admit it, but men like women putting clothes on and trying on shit. That's what TikTok is. Look at her outfit. Look at her outfit.
I mean,
which
dude,
sounds super
millions of views.
Millions. Just watching, because that's all you want to do when you go out is stare at a girl, but you can't just, you got to like look away.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what we want to do. So that's what TikTok is great.
Your TikTok.
I get to stare at this girl in her outfit.
The TikTok algorithm. TikTok algorithm has discovered that I am a pedophile.
Really?
Oh, it's all
right,
over
trying
me.
To break you down.
It's trying to make me a pedophile, dude.
I mean, is it? What are they? Do they give you? It should give you age stamps.
Well, it just looks at how long you watch each video. So of course, if it's a hot chick, I'm gonna watch the whole video.
True.
And then, yeah,
So is there anything to stop?
If I turn on TikTok right now, it'll be a hot college chick.
You got to throw a Family Guy clip in there every now and then just to balance it out.
Yeah, true. Is there anything on TikTok to stop, like say, like 14-year-olds take videos of themselves? Do they have an algorithm to stop that from getting to you?
There was a girl that was so hot, and then one of her videos was like, here are my prom pictures. Oh, I was just like, dude,
no,
what are you doing?
What is going on? I'm not doing it.
No, I'm saying TikTok.
TikTok sending me these beautiful angels.
And that was it? It wasn't like, and then, but like that was a flash, like a throwback Thursday?
I mean, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but this must have been exactly what actual real life was for D'Elia.
Oh, right.
Like every day. Right. It must have been real life TikTok where he's like fucking a chick and she's like, here's my prom photos. He's like, ah, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
When you get to that level, you need a private eye to like suss everybody out, get their ages. And then be like, and then if they're 16, then you maintain a relationship. That's grooming. That's grooming.
Well, it should be like Tinder where you can put the ages like 18 to 28, you know, and that's what you see on TikTok.
We're like 18 to party.
21 to answer.
Yeah, 16 to party.
Yeah.
Like, we can just vibe. We can vibe. Yeah, I mean, that's a sorted business.
Much, dude. I've been vibing like crazy.
It's a sorted business, dude.
I'll show you guys
The problem is you got to get dads.
Well, they're not like, I don't think they're that young. I have no idea how old any of these girls are.
Who knows?
You got to get dads. It's the dad's fault. Dad's got to get on TikTok, show their daughters, be like, if you see this woman and you like her shit, I'm going to find you and fuck you up.
Mm.
Just get a dad, like, just fucking have guns and be like, you think my daughter's fucking hot, you sick fucking pervert?
You know,
if I see you liking her shit, I'm going to come for you. Look, this is her. This is her in a bikini, dude. Yeah. Don't even fucking
look at me. Don't view it hard at all.
Sick motherfuckers, dude. Wow. This was her mom when she was 17, dude.
That's a category now. A hot mom, and then they're like, she found this old tape of herself, and then they use the old filter of an old camera, and it's a hot daughter.
Girls are perverts,
it's
bro.
Crazy.
Girls are sick perverts, dude.
They're tricking me every night.
They're trying to get you in the nest, dude. They're luring you, dude.
They don't want me in the nest, dude.
No. They don't want us in the nest.
Farts and snores.
Right. Hey,
they're trying to get you in the nest. Here's my hot mom. They're showing you, like, yeah, this is what I'll turn into, and let me just paint a fucking wall.
Yeah, they do need to paint.
Just paint. I can't. I've been renting. I'm not
allowed
to paint.
They're fucking reverse Tom Sawyers. That's all they are. They're trying to trick someone into letting them paint.
Yeah. They're a bunch of N-word gyms. Yeah. It's tough.
It's not
applicable
to the thing, but it's very funny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's like my favorite. That's my favorite Louis.
Oh,
he's like Mark Twain said, if you never tell a lie, you don't have to remember the truth or whatever. And then he's like, but Mark Twain also said there once was a guy named.
Yeah.
What a joke.
Oh, great.
The king.
Man, whatever happened to that guy? So good. He's around.
Yeah, man.
I'm saying all this respectfully, but seems to be the way. It seems to be the facts I've been picking up.
Yeah. And they don't like the facts.
No.
They don't like facts. I'm like, I'm just going off what I'm seeing. And they're like, fuck you, I'll kill you. Like, why are you mad at me? I'm just saying.
Wait, who are you talking about?
Women.
Oh, okay.
Most groups.
Yeah. Wait, which group are we on right now?
Yeah, I'm just saying what I saw the other day. And they're like,
true.
Maybe you're so mad because we got something here.
Maybe we're onto the case.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't like when you suss them out, they get very cornered.
Right. It's like when they're like, you can't generalize a group, we're all different. And then they go on stage like, white people like mayonnaise and yoga and all that. You're like, I thought we couldn't generalize. So that one's true, but the other ones aren't.
What's tough about it is that's the only group you can generalize about.
Right.
Left. So every white comic's going on stage and be like, white guys.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
It's the only one we got left.
You just filter the one.
Do you
want to
paint a wall?
Paint a wall?
Yeah. Is that like kind of a dream for you? Is to paint a house? She's lying. Lying
denial.
Right through her teeth right
Clear
now.
Clear denial.
She has no idea. Sorry.
You know what else is a tough one is the, like, you should have.
Over 2 with Adele today.
That was bad. She wants a nest. What are you kidding? Come on.
Dude,
she's looking for a pile of sticks.
She's probably crying right now, dude.
Perfect. I've laid the trap. Now I get to go out and console her.
Dude, you're a sick ticket, dude.
You know that.
Damn. You just wanted to break her down.
You got to break them down.
True.
Yeah. Build them up.
That's true.
I'm sorry, baby. You're beautiful.
Yeah, I was watching. I was watching one of those. Like,
God,
I watch a lot of
podcasts.
What's up? It's not nice. This is fun.
This is fun. Yeah.
This will age well, like for, you know,
oh, this 3 years. Oh, this will go really good for us.
40 years from now, they'll be like, damn, dude, you're a fucking granddad. These guys are ahead of their time, dude. Hell.
Yeah, once women
how they know that trick.
Once women have regressed in the next 40 years back to their place, they'll be like, damn, these guys called it. I can't believe they called it.
Nah, they're going to kick it. Dude, they run the world, bro. Are you kidding me?
They do kick
ass. They run the fucking world. They're kick ass as hell. I like, dude, whenever I see women, I shudder. Like, sometimes I just look at them like, what the fuck? I'm like,
how powerful.
I'm sorry, man. You guys just kick so much.
But didn't you have that experience when she gave birth, though? You watch your wife. Whoa. Isn't that the one thing? That's the one thing nuts. That guys usually switch over and they're like, they are strong.
That was insane. Yeah. Well, it was like, I was crying.
You saw it?
Well, I was on the other end because it was like the.
Oh, the face end.
Yeah, the baby had the umbilical cord around her neck. So they had a. Do the old fucking
lynching.
Open it up. Yeah, open it up. Yeah, they had it three times. I had it, dude.
Sorry.
I had three. I had it too.
Comedy podcast.
I had it too. I had it wrapped. It's genetic.
So did I.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, bro. A lot of the.
Maybe it's a comedy thing.
I think so. I think that deprivation of oxygen early on just.
Yeah, I was a C-section. I was a C-section too. I was a unit.
Big ass
baby.
You're probably fucking like Rocky, dude, on her abdominal wall, just fucking.
Yeah, they cut me out early. They're like, get rid of this thing. This thing's already 6'2".
But yeah, it was like
he came up with a Bud Light.
It was the whole experience is terrifying, and I don't know if they go in. It's
of course
fucked up. They go into like it's like 2 days before they're like, I'm fucking hot, and you're like, and then they're like. Fucking their abdomen, their stomach's here and they're cut. And I was like, and they're like, she's like, you'll be, it's gonna be okay. And I'm like, how are you champing this, dude?
Yeah.
How are you champing this? It was.
You and me have a tough time with mushrooms.
Yeah, it was.
This lady's getting sliced open.
That's the one thing you see and you're just like, holy fuck.
Ew.
And then like, you're like, dude, you don't ever have to do that again. Like 2 weeks later, they're like, I want another baby. And you're like,
what? Isn't that wild?
What?
But it's, you know, been going on for obviously generations and generations. It's the oldest time.
True. And a big part of pregnancy is called nesting.
Oh.
So that's a thing. They'll start rearranging. It's actually pretty sweet. They'll like just deck your house out. Your house becomes like super organized and laid out.
Mm.
Broke my nose in two fucking places, dude. You would have loved it, dude.
I would have. I mean, I was delighted when you showed me, when you sent me the picture, when you told me what happened.
It was.
I was laughing very hard, and then I stopped, and I was like, well, I hope he's all right. Like,
I was fine. I was
like, are you all right?
I knew how funny it was. As soon as I was in an Uber on the way to the hospital, I went, that was kind of funny.
It looks fine.
Yeah, it's all right.
Let me see it. Yeah, you can't really see it that much.
Hold on. Get a better look.
Yeah, you see it. You weren't lying.
It's like going back to where it was. But my septum, I went to the ear, nose, and throat guy yesterday. He remembered. He goes, you were at 25%, dude. He's like, you're at 5 right now. And I went, son of a bitch.
Damn it.
He's like, cut me. He had the same, it was funny. I went to the ear, nose, and throat guy yesterday. And he has the same last name as my mom, like mother's maiden name. I'm not going to say what it is for you freaks. You can hack my credit cards. My mother's maiden name. The ultimate key to all my fucking kingdom.
What was the first pet you ever owned?
A dog.
What was his name?
Sharky. What was my childhood best friend?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'm spilling the secrets. So I was like chatting this guy up. Like, I knew that we had the same surname thing going on. So I was like hitting him with like kin. I was talking to this guy.
He's a kinfolk.
Kinfolk. He didn't know. I still haven't told him. I'm going to tell him right before I go under the knife. I say, look, we're kin. Don't
better
fuck this up. We're kinfolk.
Kill me, dude.
Dude, I'm going. Yeah. So he, I was with him yesterday. He goes, bro, you're at like 25%. You're at like 5 now.
Yeah.
You know, and I actually floated a couple theories. I was like, dude, is it true that different nostril breathing activates different hemispheres of the brain? He just went, no. I was like, fair enough. And I waited. Dude, then he goes, actually, now that you say that, he goes, there's a guy I like whose work I've always followed closely. He's like super renowned. He did write something about like activating different areas of the brain.
He's just being polite.
He's like, no, he goes, it's not, you're not, bringing oxygen to it, but there is activation. But he goes, I read that and thought like, that was a weird thing for this guy to publish, but he goes, so maybe, I don't know. So he left it at that.
He was being polite.
No, this guy was, dude.
He was being polite. He said it. He goes, no. And then he was like, well, I shouldn't have been that
harsh.
He waited a couple minutes and was like, actually.
I'm telling
you
this is my
third look. Something like that.
Me and this guy are basically two people. We're kin. We're related. We're cousins. Dude, and our surname also means warrior when you translate it, dude.
Oh.
Now people crack the code. They find out my mother's
maiden name's Guerrero.
mother's maiden name is Nancy Plaskin. mother's maiden name is Gentle Lady from Vermont. They're not called gentle ladies, dude. They're called fucking girls, dude.
Yeah,
gentlemen.
Fucking women.
Yeah. Lady. Hey, fucking lady.
Yeah, hey, lady, make it quick.
Okay, she's done talking. Erase that from the record. Yeah,
yeah. Just while she's talking, you don't have to type. You don't have to type. You're wasting your time typing.
She's just mad. Just let her fucking talk. No, dude, so then talking to this bro, he started telling me what they're going to do. First of all, I broke my nose fucking body surfing to the bros, dude. I had my family gathered to watch me. I said, this is going to be inspirational to my kids. Took in a wave. Maya wasn't paying attention. She cried because I came off. You see that? She goes, I missed it. I was like,
don't worry.
I'll get out there and do it again. Big wave comes. And you know when you see a big wave, but there's a bigger one behind it? Everyone thinks I'm crazy. All the boogie boarders are, why is this guy not taking this?
You should have taken this. This is a sick wave.
I said, you guys can't see the one I'm seeing. Let that one go. It's me out there. Bigger waves coming. A lot of times there's a second bigger wave coming. I mean, I've studied ocean patterns forever. I'm like RFK Jr. We document all this stuff. I have a journal. So I'm sitting there.
I hate you.
Yeah, my little notebook. So the wave comes. I paddle as fast as I can. I say, please don't let me miss this wave in front of my kids. Dude, I time it perfectly. I'm watching boogie boarders just lose themselves in the bubbles. I'm fucking ripping on this thing, dude. I go to pop my head. I'm about to hot dog. So I pop my head out the water.
You're hot dogging to look for your kid.
Periscope while riding the wave. I did it already that week. Periscoping out to look for the kids. As I pop my head out of the water, it just felt like I hit a brick wall. I look and there's a 12-year-old girl sitting there. And I come out of the water. I didn't even know it yet. I look like fucking sloth, dude. I'm like, my nose is all the way over here. I was like, are you okay? And the girl's like, yeah, I'm fine. I was like, what the fuck did I hit then? Brittany thinks that she let go of her boogie board. And as the wave is so fucking tubular, I guess she bailed on it. She tried to catch like the little currents of it, bailed on it, let it go. And as I came up, the boogie board thwacked me with the hard plastic bottom. But I'm telling you, it felt like I hit like a wall. So I think the boogie board shelved in the water and I was pushing against like a stable, side of it. Because there was no give to this fucking thing. But no one will ever know. It's a mystery. Forever will be a mystery. Could have been Poseidon's trident, dude.
I think Poseidon struck you down, dude. He saw how arrogant you were getting with the periscope. He said, you will not periscope on my snarly waves.
So yeah, broke it. No, lifeguards checked me out, and they were like, that's fucked. And then they're like, hold on, we have a medic. A guy came, and he was like, yo, dude, do you want us to call an ambulance? And my wife goes, yes. And I was like, fucking no. Absolutely fucking not. And dude, there was a part where it was really cool where like, I'm totally fucked. And there was that part of me that was like, what if like a fucking sliver of my bone sitting in my brain right now and I could die at any second, dude. So I was like,
we got to hurry up.
I was dealing with like, I could have a bone in the perfect spot in my brain that if I move a certain way, I die.
I also don't believe that. You know, remember that when we were kids?
Yeah, I know.
They would talk about if you hit someone in the nose. I don't think that's true.
I lived it. I fully was like, if you get hit hard enough in the nose, your nose bone
goes
in your brain.
If it happened to me, I'd be like, that's definitely true.
I had it.
I don't have the...
My nose bone, I think, just slid out of my brain.
I'm living right now with no consequence of that being true or not.
I thought
so
I was
like,
going to be Phineas Gage. Remember Phineas Gage?
Yeah.
I thought I was fucking
rail to the fucking dome.
Yeah, I was like, I probably went through my prefrontal cortex. I'm fucked.
I don't know. Whatever it did, it jarred something loose. You're flying today. You're doing great.
Just mushrooms.
I think it made you. Oh, you mushrooms and coffee.
Although, you know what happened though? After the accident, I went to play pool and I was nasty at pool.
You might be. It might have made you even better.
I think so.
It might have made you even. I was better at everything.
I was hoping to God I hit my nose back over the other way so that my deviated septum would work. When I came out and I finally saw it, it was a crowd of that side. I said, that's the last thing I need.
That was the last thing I need. I already had a deviated septum. Dang it.
Dude, I was sitting there. My daughter was, Brittany was scared. The fucking medic was like, Jesus fucking Christ. And I watched my daughter's lips start to tremble. Total steeled up and was like, I'm fine. I'm driving to the hospital. Totally steeled up.
Yeah, you have to.
I was proud of that.
You have to.
Totally steeled
children.
Up. The guy's like, well, come on, we'll get an ambulance. Like, I don't need a fucking ambulance. I was like, Maya, I'm fine.
Get a
totally
fucking
fine.
Ambulance?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't need a fucking ambulance. Or a no. Broken. He's like, well, you might be dizzy. I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking dizzy. I just got whacked my fucking head.
Yeah, I had a concussion in front of my family.
So then I said, he goes, you shouldn't drive. I said, I'll get an Uber then. So I got wet and saw his Uber. The dude was the man.
Can you take me to the hospital?
Dude, I just had a gauze on my face and a towel and a bathing suit. And I brought a tank top, so I wanted to be shirtless. No shirt, no problem in the hospital. Salt Life Hospital. But dude, I go in there.
Yeah.
And it was just me and a fucking pregnant lady. So there's a lady about to give birth. The hospital's so shitty there, dude. Everyone was very nice, but like a lady was there, like the doctors like just come, like they schedule births. Like I guess they're cutting her open or whatever. And she waited for like 7 minutes for someone to come. I was like sitting there with my nose and I was like, maybe she's just having like birth pain. She's pretty far along. So then I was like, do you want to go? And she's like, no, no, no. So I went up and I was like, all right. And I'm like, you know, let me get seen. And then they're like, oh, we're bringing you up for a birth. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why did, like, take this lady back?
Yeah.
It was crazy.
But then she was probably like, you have a deviated septum. Go. You need, I mean, to this be
fair,
is urgent.
To be fair, I went back to get triage. There was four nurses and they all went, oh my God. And I was like, you guys, please be professionals. Please stop this.
About the septum or the broken
my
nose?
My nose. My nose. They were fucking the whole time going like
you're at 5%.
I was still joking with the lady.
I'm surprised they didn't fucking hit you with the charges, dude. You were about done.
Bro, I had four ladies. You think they would have, dude. they got to ask me personal medical questions, which I got to respond. Hell no, babe. Next question.
About what?
It's like, do you ever get this? I said, get a what? Not this guy. Let's keep it moving.
What do you mean?
They're asking me about certain injectables and if I got them. And I said, the what?
Oh, they asked if you got the vaccine.
They asked I said this.
Why?
I don't know. They always ask you. It's like, you guys don't hype. They're just hyping me up. So I get to go, psst, nah.
Yeah.
Psst, that one? Nah.
Yeah.
I said, for the record, it doesn't mean I'm anti-vax.
That's very weird. They ask that.
They ask you all the fucking time still, dude. Because I think they like try to get you still. They'll be like, do you want it? It's like, no.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, I'll get it now.
I'm still waiting.
I'd like to get it now. I'd like to get blood clots now.
Dude, RIP, or Tori Kelly's not RIP. She's still alive, but Tori Kelly, she's a singer. She's fucking like 30 years old, blood clots hospital. Which again, who knows what caused blood clots, but I've never, because sometimes when things happen, the news does make it seem like they're happening more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But also like, dude, did people ever get blood clots like this? It's fucking weird.
I'm with you.
But either way, you know, who knows?
It does feel like some severe weather's headed this way.
Hold on. Let me check my nose. The lady said I'm going to start feeling it in my nose.
Fucking damn it,
dude.
I can detect weather. God damn it,
dude. It was literally my dream. I think I still might be dreaming. Four ladies were like, that's so gnarly. I was like, it's nothing. Like, did you get the vax? I went, nah, it was tough guy. I was in tough guy heaven.
That's about as cool as it gets.
I was in tough guy heaven, dude. It was the best, dude.
God, it's nothing more shameful when somebody's like, did you get it? It's like, yeah, I had to.
Yeah, but that was equally
so embarrassing.
To be fair, it was equally brave. I was so afraid of it, dude. And for me, it was less scary not to get it. I was so scared.
I was full lazy. I was just like, yeah, I'll get it if it. But I got to walk over to Dwayne Reed. That's like three blocks. That was funny. The seller called, the guy called, the manager there, the owner there was like,
You got to get it.
You're the only, you're like, it was just me and like four black comics that were like, we're not getting it. And we don't trust the government.
And he forced you.
Yeah.
He forced you.
Man. Kind of. He was like, you got to get it. He can't work here. I was like, fine, I'll go get it right now.
Yeah.
I just got
in there too.
Yeah. I was like, I'll just get it.
Yeah. Fuck it. Well, at least he didn't. Thank God he didn't fucking.
I only got one. I never got the follow up.
That's kind of G shit.
That's bad boy shit.
That's G shit.
I got one so I could get it past the club. And then
shout out to G shit. Gardini only got one. I filled out the other half of his card for
G block,
like,
baby.
Just write these letters in your card. Fucking
allegedly.
Yeah.
Bro, it's
I was
safe.
Solid.
Patriots are in the fucking power.
There's a lot of Patriots right now in complete
X.
control.
Can't wait for fucking X, dude.
X Twitter.
Dude, no, it's not Twitter. X Twitter. X.
It's just X.
I'm going to buy everything on X. It's going to be a marketplace, dude.
It's going to be a marketplace?
I'm stoked on it, dude. I can't stand people hating on
Musk,
dude.
If you would have saw what I saw.
You saw the Starlinks.
I saw Starlinks, dude. If you see Starlink, you go, actually, Musk is God.
Oh, by the way, he's just trying to make the internet free for everybody, too.
Yeah. He's trying to give Africans fucking Wi-Fi.
Please, God, let them. Please
let
them
the Wi-Fi. Africans get Wi-Fi, dude.
Please make our job 50 times easier so we can bring up clips of those dudes doing funny stuff, dude.
They're going to be the funniest guys possible.
Huh?
That's going to be tough to compete with. African podcasts.
Bro?
I think those guys got some real issues. We get to lay around complained about shit. Those guys, those African fellas, I think they got some real problems.
Yeah, I mean, true. I wouldn't wish that on my, you know, starving or deviated septum on my worst enemy.
Deviated. Look, as a sufferer myself.
True. What's your journey been like?
My journey's been so hard.
It's a deviated septum?
Yeah, I think, I don't even, I never think about it.
I'm stoked, dude. I'm going to have plugs in my nose. Oh, dude, so I got to Tough Guy Heaven with the ladies. And
Tough Guy
like,
Heaven was...
They're like, how are you not freaking out? And I said, guys, when your daughter looks at you with a trembling lip, and they said, oh, you were being brave.
You're being
like,
a good daddy.
Yeah, pretty much. And like, that's so... So I was just like, dude, this can this just go on forever? Then I went, I just sat in the back
what
of the thing.
What do these nurses look like?
Three black ladies, one white lady. Old white lady. It's like old white, old scarecrow white lady. Three just pleasantly, just kind of like rotund black lady nurses. And it was just perfect, dude. I just was perfect. It looks like someone painted them in that triage, dude. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. They were just fucking, you're so strong and tough and calm. And I was, yes.
Yes, I guess I am.
Yes, I guess I am the coolest fucking dude you guys ever fucking met.
Yeah,
I broke I tried to let that pregnant lady go in front of me. I don't know if you guys noticed that. I felt so bad when I just was like, yeah, she's fine. I was like, I need my
it hurts.
She's not that far along. Yeah, I had to be seen first. I'm not waiting behind her. Yeah, it was sick. It was very fun. I got back and they were just like, it's broken into. I thought they were going to snap it into place so I could complete Tough Guy Heaven and be like, do it.
Do it.
Like, yeah. It's broken in two places, your nose bone's floating. And I was like, oh, that sounds scary. Can it still go in my brain yet or what? Is that done? And then just went home.
Went home.
That was it.
Is your bone still floating?
Yeah, man. I just have a bone not attached to anything. That's why they're able to tomorrow. So the fucking nose doctor was like, yeah, we're going to get a piece of metal and just kind of bend that thing forward and pry it up. Then we'll go out and cut out your cartilage in your nose and we'll straighten it out.
Dude, don't tell me.
And reinsert it into your nose. And then they're going to stuff me up with two plug, so I'll just have a plugged up nose for 6 days, and at the end of the
that's
6 days
fucking annoying.
It's gonna suck so bad because you know I love to breathe through my nose. I have to unplug them, and then it's like, dude, I pull them out on that 6th day, and then it's on. But he said your septum can naturally curve again, and they got to cut me 1 in 100 chance. I can lose all
There's
feeling in my
one,
top
though.
My front teeth, which I'm like fucking don't care. He's like the septum can curve, and I told him, I said, dude, when I'm on that table, forget aesthetics. I want pure functionality. So you got to cut little gills in the side of my nose. Give it to me, dude. I want
Please.
Total functionality. Don't worry about what my nose looks. If it comes down, if you have to make a choice between functionality or aesthetics, I want you to err on the side of fucking functionality. Please.
Of course.
The guy's just like.
You're the first guy who's ever said this.
We're fucking cousins, bro. We're fucking cousins. Dude, I was leaning into Tough Guy shit. I had double black eyes at the beach. So I would like walk into places and just be like. These guys think I'm so fucking tough.
I just thought you were a crackhead.
I know. With my family.
Dude, this is a good looking homeless guy. Got two black eyes. Yeah, broken boogie boarding.
Yeah. Body surfing.
Oh.
Body surfing.
All right, dude.
Imagine a fucking deviated septum and a boogie boarding rash. That would have been hell.
That boogie boarding rash is nobody can know. That's tough.
That would have sucked.
They would have rushed you in the ER.
Oh, dude, if I had a boogie board around, I'd be like, yeah. You guys think this nose is bad? Check how red my stomach is.
My
dude.
Belly is.
I knew I should have went in and put my rash guard on, but I didn't.